tuning in. This is Coral FM. This is Sound FM, www.soundfm.ca, channel 946 on digital cable, 100.3 analog dial. And I'm sitting here with Jack Pender and Jesse Weber from the Crazy Diamonds. Yep. So, boys, anything else you want to talk about?
Oh, just tickets are still available.
Ah, yes.
You can still get tickets, and there's going to be at least, I think we decided on 50 at the door. I'm pretty sure we're going to have 50 for sale at the door.
So okay.
At $20 each.
Yeah, $15 in advance, $20 at the door.
Yep.
And you're not going to find a deal like that anywhere in the world when you can see that quality of music.
Nope.
Two bands with that quality of music. So well, I'm not tooting my own horn, just saying.
I have seen both
bands.
We're
keeping it cheap for people.
Yep, I've seen both bands. I haven't seen Beggar's Banquet for a long time, but I know what they're capable of. So this could be a great night.
Yeah. Oh, all good players. The girls, that's the other thing. I think the girls are thinking about getting up with the Stones band. That's not for sure. Don't completely rely on me. I might be just talking through my ass, so to speak. But there is talk that the girls might go up and sing a couple with the.
It's a rumor.
It is a rumor. Let's start that rumor. Spread the rumor.
Okay. Well, I could see them. Let's see. What could they sing with the...
Danica and Wendy already do a great version of Can't Always Get What You Want.
That would be good.
Start it with the kind of opera.
Yeah, what was the other... What's the one that we covered
Ruby
the one
Tuesday?
Time?
Tumbling Dice.
Tumbling Dice.
Ooh, yeah, that's
Tumbling
the other one. Tumbling Dice would be good.
Yeah.
That would be a good one.
And then...
Give Me Shelter would
Give Me Shelter.
Right? Yep, that would be another one.
Yeah.
If I were putting together this Stones band,
if it were me.
Give Me Shelter. Maybe we should mix some more Stones
play
and Floyd
Stones
here because
tune.
we're gonna play a Stones tune. What Stones tune would you like? This is on YouTube again, so hopefully it's loud.
Tumbling Dice.
Okay.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Cool with that?
Yeah. Wonder if Glenn's listening. If he is,
you should get Glenn in here. Glenn would.
Oh,
love
Glenn
to.
Has been a he's been a guest on my ears.
I always see him crossing the street here too. Like
Glenn is
to
a
go
crazy.
Into Tim's or whatever. I saw him a couple weeks ago when I was out beanbag shopping, if you can believe it.
So why were you beanbag shopping, Jesse? She asked knowingly. Why?
My girlfriend and I would like to set up a
beanbag shop,
quote unquote, relax room in our attic. So
relax room.
Yeah. So carpets and shag carpets, hopefully.
Shag carpets,
beanbags, lava lamps. You know.
Oh wow.
You know where I'm going with this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right out of the 70s
only Floyd,
show.
Only Floyd, some vinyl. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you should
windows
just,
are always open.
You gotta lay down. Between the speakers, because this is what we used to do in the day when I was, you know, we'd lay down on the floor, and the speakers, one speaker would be, you just lie between the speakers and go, oh my God. Wouldn't matter if it was Floyd or the Stones or whatever you were listening to on vinyl, but Floyd had that particular sort of effect, and so did Led Zeppelin, especially Led Zeppelin 3 and 4 in particular. I can think of a few vinyl treasures that my brother and I used to listen to stuff just like that.
So well, it was like that
to vinyl. So
that Sgt. Pepper's and Pet Sounds kind of came out around the same time, right?
Yep.
And they were Peppers. That's kind of what I think
one.
That's what started that Phil Spector wall of sound sort of thing, right?
Yep.
So and then people started screwing around with panning, like in the studio they would pan like all the drums to this speaker and all the guitar to that speaker or whatever, so it creates more of like a three-dimensional listening experience as opposed to it just being the same mix, which is mono, coming out of both speakers or one speaker, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, I don't know, stereo mixes are cool. That's how I like to record stuff too. Like
stereo
I,
mixes cool.
Yeah,
mono is
we play we've been rehearsing for the last while now with Jack and I both run a couple of amps for that same reason, because you can get some cool stuff going on with delays and
you can get
panning and it creates it's more three-dimensional. It's great.
Yeah, and everything's three-dimensional these days, right? So you have to have that. Everything's in 3D, so you need 3D music as well.
I just saw Oz in 3D.
How was it?
Oz.
It was Oz.
The
new
Old
great
Wizard
and wonderful Oz.
The new great and wonderful.
Did you bring along your iPod and sit there with Dark Side of the Moon playing?
Oh yeah. No, but it's not the same.
That's
but
right.
It's not the same Oz though. It's the remake of it. So it's with what's his name?
James Franco.
Yeah, James Franco. I always forget his name. I always think it's a Spanish name, but it's not. He looks Hispanic. But yeah. I don't think he is.
Yeah.
And then James Franco, and then the hottest girl on the planet. What's her name? From that 70s show.
Oh, you know, Mila Kunis. About.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She's gorgeous. Yeah, she's amazing.
Anyway, and a great actress, too. But
For people that don't know the correlation between The Wizard of Oz and Pink Floyd.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to talk about that? Because not everybody knows that.
Well, there's that MGM. And in the original movie, there's the MGM lion at the beginning of the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's between... So he roars three times. So between the second and third roar, you're supposed to start playing. You hit play, have it ready to go, and hit play right at it.
Yep.
You mute the audio from your TV, so the movie.
Yeah.
And then you turn up your Dark Side of the Moon on your stereo system, and it's supposed to be, like, synced up. And they do, actually, if you want to just keep it simple, just go on YouTube, and they have a full-on... Yeah, so. But yeah. what I discovered is I did it for the whole movie. Like, so because Dark Side's only 45 minutes long or whatever it is, you can repeat it. And I found the second time through, it actually worked a little bit better, but...
Wow.
Then again, yeah, I might have been on another planet, so.
It does. It syncs up with the movie.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's very cool.
They call it The Dark Side of Oz on YouTube.
Yeah, The Dark Side of Oz. There's another movie you can do that with, too. It's Wild at Heart, David Lynch.
He's crazy.
Wild at Heart, David Lynch, and The Wizard of Oz. There's tons of correlations between the two movies.
Huh. Really?
Yes, I'll leave that with you. It's always fun to experiment with these things, you know.
Yeah.
So we're going to play some Rolling Stones Tumbling Dice, and we're going to do another kind of Stones Floyd set here, and I'll be right back with Jesse James. Yeah, right. Jack and Jesse from The Crazy Diamonds on Coral FM.
Oh, Thank you.
Okay, we're gonna try some Pink Floyd here, guys. So which Pink Floyd did you want me to cue up on this?
This is Fat Old Son from Adam Hart Mother.
Oh, yeah.
Way back in the day, like 1970 or 71.
Yep. 72. I actually have this at home on vinyl. I
think it's the one with the cow on it, right?
Yeah.
It is the one with the cow on it. Oh,
I love the farm animals, those English rock bands.
Yes, they do have lots of animals. So what's the name of the track again?
Fat Old Son.
Fat Old Son, right. Okay. Yeah. P-H-A-T, right?
Yeah.
Like Fat Farm.
Yeah.
It's incorporated.
Fat Old Son. Oh, I can hear that typing.
It's a great David Gilmour acoustic-y kind of track.
It is an acoustic-y kind of track. Okay, here we go. Pink Floyd and Fat Old Son.
Yeah.
Okay, that was very old, as Jack mentioned, old Pink Floyd. Vintage Floyd. Red Floyd before it became pink. Yeah. From Adam Hartmother and Fat Old Son. So, do you want to give this, you want to do a final plug for this gig? Not, I mean, I'm sure it's going to be a huge success, but
hopefully.
Take it away.
So, we're in a Pink Floyd tribute group called the Crazy Diamonds, all local from Kitchener. And we're teaming up with the Beggar's Banquet, who's a great Stones cover band. And we're putting on this big show at the Wax right in downtown Kitchener. Yep. Tickets are $15 advance, either from Encore Records or Orange Monkey in Waterloo or Kitchener. It's Saturday night, start time at 8.
Doors, I think, are at 8:30 on the ticket. Oh, maybe they're not. I don't know. I might even
I think the poster says 8:30.
Hold on.
Yeah.
But like we'll that. Probably be on around 9:30, I think.
Okay, that's good.
First band will be on, but doors, I think, where does it say right here? Doors at 9.
Doors at 9, okay.
Doors at 9, so that means we'll be on at...
9:30? 9:30,
yeah. Quarter to 10. We got to kind of feel out the room. We don't want to play the people just kind of getting there. We'll want to fill
you gotta,
up a little bit, right?
That's true. You gotta measure the psychology of the... You got to sort of sense the psychology of what's going on.
Oh, yeah. You got to be good at reading a crowd.
Yes. Not that you guys don't know that. God.
Oh, no.
So how did the registry... I mean, I didn't make the registry show. How did that go? I'm sure it was great.
It was,
what was your favorite part?
I would say it was a success. Yeah. It was a mixed variety show for our band.
Yeah, really. Mm.
It was cool.
Yeah, it was neat to kind of spread out and do some different stuff. We did some an original tune of Jesse's, an original tune of Johnny Sauter's that he sang, our drummer. And it's great to hear him like bust out this kind of Levon Helm type lead voice and just rocking away there. And Jay Carrero also did one of his original tunes. We did a little sample of Floyd and then some kind of dancey covers that we like to do. So
it was really fun.
Yeah.
I had an awesome time.
And then a lot of us and the girls also backed up Joe Forster, who kind of headlined the show. And, he had a great set, a big, big band with all these backup people.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it sounded great. It's a great room.
It was fun, yeah. It's a nice, intimate venue. It's one of my favorite places, actually, to see stuff. But, well, it's been great having you guys, as always.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to Saturday night.
Us, too.
And they're rattling around in here.
Yeah.
So we should play another Pink Floyd. And let's play something off the CD.
Okay.
Because YouTube is just too... It's just too...
Well, we want to play something we can blast.
Play something... What Pink Floyd song is this?
Maybe some... Set the Controls for the Heart of the Sun. Some classic psychedelic.
I've always thought it'd be funny to have that as your ringtone for your like alarm to wake up.
Okay, what track is that?
That's track 9 over there.
Is it on?
Yeah, disc 1.
Okay, good. Hold on, I'm in here. I gotta find it. There we go.
Yeah, this is more classic. Or is this Gilmore Floyd now?
Yeah, this is when Gilmore joined the band. This was off of
Secrets.
Was it?
Soulful I thought Secrets,
no, but they did that one, that live one in
Pompeii. I think it's on Pompeii too, right?
Yeah. The live one at Pompeii.
Yeah,
they did that one there.
That's
which is a
hard
cool
DVD to get hold of these days.
Yeah, it's so awesome though. Yeah. It's awesome. Pulse is sweet. I have Pulse at home.
Mm. Live in Pompeii is difficult. We've had people come in and try to, and it's expensive.
Yeah.
Some of these music DVDs are getting up there in price, but you know, if you're an audiophile like we are,
anytime.
Yeah. So it's always great.
Holds up way better than Song Remains the Same.
I don't know about that. Okay, yeah, well, no, there's the other one, the something in the West. What the heck's the name of that?
How the West Was Won?
Yeah, How the West Was Won.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool.
That's a good one. And Rolf and I were watching. I love Rory Gallagher. Oh, my God. Yeah, I wish he was still alive because he rocks my world.
He's a Hendrix buff, too, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was from County Donegal in Ireland, so, you know.
He was Irish.
Yes, I thought he was Irish. English. No, he's from Ireland.
Gallagher, I should have figured. Yeah.
It's Ireland. Yeah, from down the road. I used to live in Belfast, so he wasn't that far away. But anyways, that's a great DVD too. So, well, Rolf and I try when we're in the store, we try and put on concert DVDs. And when I'm showing somebody around the store for the first time, I go, "And here's my favorite section, the live music section." So it's always great. Okay, we're gonna hear What are we going to hear?
Set the controls for the heart of the sun.
Right, set the controls for the heart
Thank
of the sun.
Thank you for having us, Coral.
Thanks a lot, Coral.
Always, awesome. Always a pleasure, boys. And
one welcome. More time, Saturday night at the Wax.
Yeah,
Saturday night at the Beggar's Wax. Banquet and Crazy Diamonds. Doors at 9, $15 advance. You can get them at Encore Records. You can go right to Bobby O'Brien's and grab them, or you can go to the Orange Monkey and grab them. Doors are at 9. It's 19 plus, and tickets are $15 advance, 20 at the door.
And it's Jesse's birthday.
And it's my birthday, so you know, no pressure.
No pressure,
but you can buy me a drink
present.
If you want to.
Ooh, God.
No
it's good
pressure.
Good thing you're going on first. That's
yeah,
all
that's what everyone said.
Okay.
I'll be in the green room if you need me.
Thank you. interdisciplinary remains massive.
Yes, and you, Derek, the star nonsense.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it isn't.
I'm sure of it.
This is for you, Melky. That was from Echoes and Wish you were here. Pink Floyd. And my good friends Jesse Weber and Jack Pender have just left the building. And they will be at the Wax Club this Saturday night. As you heard, if you were listening for the last little while, they are part of Crazy Diamonds. And this is a, they're a great, this is a very, very talented band. Multi-talented, for sure, for sure. And they will be going on first around 9:30, and then Beggar's Banquet will be following them. With I didn't know, yeah, with Glenn Peltier and Mike McDonald, so and in the roles of Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. Oh my God! Yeah, so this is going to be good. And as Jesse mentioned several times, tickets are available at Encore Records in Kitchener and Orange Monkey in Waterloo, or at the door at the Wax. And it's that's a great venue. It's a very cool, intimate, awesome little venue with a big bar, and it's got a great atmosphere, and it's right downtown. Right beside Bobby O'Brien's and right beside Matter of Taste and CBC, Kitchener, what do you know? Which is right downtown as well.